Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez. And today we're going to talk about how one managing partner of a law firm was able to enhance her marketing during difficult times. Today, our guest is Elise Bowie. She is the founder of the Bowie Family Law Firm. And Elise is originally from one of my favorite cities in the country, New Orleans. And she was there until, unfortunately, Hurricane Katrina. So not only has Elise dealt with Katrina, but obviously, like the rest of us, has had to deal with COVID. Welcome to the show, Elise. How are you?
I'm great, Guy. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, thank you for being here. We are very much looking forward to having you as well. So before we get started on the topic, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You know, were you always a family lawyer? And talk a little bit about your move from New Orleans to Seattle, which is a big jump.
Sure. It was a big jump, and there was a few middle hops in the way. That hurricane was pretty disruptive. Like you said, I'm from New Orleans, lived there my whole life. I practiced law in New Orleans, first as a federal law clerk. Then I went into insurance defense litigation. At the time, I was married to my husband. He's my ex-husband now. We had four children, and I quit my job while we lived in New Orleans and stayed home to take care of the kids. My ex is an attorney as well. So, you know, he was practicing law. I was staying home with the kids. And then that hurricane hit. And we ended up traveling to Georgia initially, then to Minnesota for 5 years. We divorced in Minnesota. Then I remarried and my current husband lived out here in Seattle. And that, we'd have to do a whole nother podcast on that. So we are now a blended family of six. The kids, though, are all out of the house. We got rid of our last child this summer. It was kind of a huge deal. We took an RV trip across the country to drop him at college. We do joke that we're a failed empty nest, though, because we got back to Seattle and we ended up with two puppies, like about 2 weeks later. I mean, it's hard, I think, to go from a really bustling household to no kids. So
that's fantastic. What kind of puppies? What kind of dogs do you have?
Well, we have one. She's a yellow lab, and then one is a golden retriever. And we adopted both of them, and they're both in rescues, and they're just adorable, and they're adorable together. And so they're a lot of fun.
That is fantastic. So obviously, you have been through some difficult times, not only with the hurricane and then the COVID pandemic, but also in your own personal life, dealing with divorce. So, you know, what would you say you have learned about yourself and you as a lawyer and how to deal with these difficult times?
Well, I would say, especially after this COVID situation, like I can gain such clarity around how I deal with crisis. And obviously, you know, I won't bore your audience with all the different crises that have occurred. You know, obviously, as you can imagine, with six kids, stuff happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we have very difficult, you know, fairly traumatic things that have gone on. And you don't really see a pattern, I don't think, in how you deal with these things until you at least have enough of them where you can actually look for a pattern. And COVID was so helpful to me because immediately, you know, COVID hit Seattle early, like February 29th was the first death in the United States from COVID, and it was in Seattle. Like, so we were there in the epicenter of everything. And it turned out my son, my youngest son, had actually spent the night at the house of one of the doctors of the patient who died. So he got exposed to COVID early. I'm literally getting all this education about COVID on February 29th. And, you know, while nobody else in the country had heard of it. Well, what that made me do is, I mean, I immediately, you know, told my office, like, nobody is going back into the office. We're a remote firm and had been remote. But we did have an office in downtown Seattle that we could come and go from, you know, as needed. But the thing that I did immediately, just from a disaster kind of preparedness, was I literally try on the worst case scenario. And I mean, like, full on wear it. Like, I pulled out my whiteboards and I run all these scenarios of, what happens if no money comes in trust? What happens if we're not getting any clients? Like, how am I going to handle my team? Like, you know, who can stay? Who's not going to be able to stay? Like, how are we going to be able to fund this? How much money do I have in the bank? You know, and how long could I go with zero money? Like, yeah. I just had no idea what was going to happen because I was being told, you know, the city's going to shut down in the next 10 days. Be prepared for your kid to not have school. Like, I was told all these things. And I was just like, oh my, this is about to be a much bigger deal than anybody that I knew realized, you know?
Yeah.
So literally trying on the worst case scenario and literally figuring out on a whiteboard, if I bring in nothing to our family and we're looking at just living on my husband's income and, you know, how was that going to look? Because I was really struck early on with, I had a single mom who had two kids and she was like our receptionist. And I thought to myself, like, I'm not about to let this person go in the beginning of this really bad, you know, nationwide thing that's about to happen. You know, and I really had to look at my own personal finances, including like my son who is in private school. I was like, dude, you're now going to public school. I was like, we're not going to fire my receptionist and send you to remote private school. Like, that's not going to happen. And right. I mean, eventually it all worked out and we didn't have to do any of that, but it really made me figure out what was the worst case scenario. Could we survive the worst case scenario? And then once we got to that and we figured out, yes, we can figure this all out. We can shrink down our lives as much as possible. Then I was like, oh, F that. Like, I'm now going to do the opposite and I'm going to really drill down and grow this business. But I, at that point, wasn't scared because I had tried on the worst case scenario.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that happened with us is a lot of clients, especially lawyers and law firms that were very focused on, or, you know, whose practices depend on the courts. Obviously, once the courts shut down, there was no cases being tried, no cases being settled, and panic hit a lot of lawyers. Not like yours, like what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And a lot of people pull back on their marketing. And from what I understand, you actually did the opposite. So talk a little bit about that and, you know, why did you decide to do that?
Well, there was two really distinct things. I mean, at the time COVID hit, we had built the majority of our practice on word of mouth referrals and had not done much, if anything, in the digital marketing arena. Like that was just not where we were. But I mean, obviously I've been involved in, you know, social media and various lawyer groups and, you know, had a presence. And so there we are in a time at the beginning of the pandemic when everyone was at home. People were all on their phones doing social media. And I thought to myself, I was like, oh, this is the time to become kind of crazy about marketing. Like this when everyone, they're all kind of panicked, looking around, you know, just spending a lot of time, you know, doom scrolling practically, you know, about what was happening. So, I mean, I made two very, I think, pivotal decisions. And one was to actually go in to, you know, marketing, like hire a social media marketing manager. And I mean, I hired her literally like the 1st of March. I mean, I was like, okay, this is what we need to do. And the second thing was I made a decision that I was going to do every single consult that came into our office because one, I had the highest conversion rate and I thought, okay, now is not the time to bleed leads that we already have. You know, like I need to be converting as many people as possible. But then also I was like, people are panicking everywhere.
Yeah.
If I talk to every single person that is coming into our office, at a minimum, I can get them off the ceiling and I can provide them resources. Like even if maybe we're not a good fit or maybe they can't afford us or whatever, I was like, I can be that person that is there for them while they're panicked. Like that was the only thing I could kind of think of what I could do to help in COVID was,
that's
you know,
great.
I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse. So I was like, I can just help all the family law people that are coming out terrified. I can try to help them. And so, I mean, I did so many consults for so many months. And I mean, many of those people obviously did convert, but then many of them have converted even later, but many of them haven't converted. But I mean, as you know, somebody who deals with marketing, having all those people in your pipeline just benefits you. You know what I mean? So those were the two kind of random decisions I made, but they really have played out and they've been really helpful. I mean, we have gone from about $75,000 a month in February of 2020 to about $430,000 a month.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of growth and development, you know, over that time. And I mean, now we've hired a marketing director and, you know, now marketing kind of has its own life.
So what did you find? I mean, you mentioned social media, you know, what kind of things were you posting on social media that helped?
Well, I mean, one thing became very helpful was just the fact that I had been running a virtual law firm for 5 years, you know, so many law firms were just coming into the virtual world because of COVID, whereas we had been operating remotely, you know, since we started in February 2015, and I had started the firm solely on the basis of bringing women back into the workforce. I mean, because I, at the time, you know, had these 6 kids at home and at various stages, and I couldn't go to an office every day from 9 to 5 and actually function and get all my mom duties done as well. So I started remotely. So when COVID started, I mean, I got, you know, so many people reached out to me and were like, Elise, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you manage this? What kind of software do you use? You know, how do you build your culture remotely? So, I mean, you know, I did bazillions of webinars, you know, in various legal groups, you know, with other attorneys. I mean, I did presentation after presentation. And then also just, I mean, people reaching out to me, you know, and I mean, I've answered thousands of attorneys' questions, you know, about how to do something, or I've hopped on Zooms with people and, you know, talked about their tech stack and how did they do things. So I think a lot of that very kind of positive, like, you know, not just focused on the negative part of COVID, but really like, okay, this is what's happening. We can't really do a lot about what's happening, but let's figure out how you can pivot your firm and make it successful. So I think people were drawn to some of that just positive, but constructive, like, okay, let's move this forward. And so that has been a lot. And then with the family law clients, you know, so much conflict and stress has come out of COVID with parents, you know, not being able to agree on things and, you know, all the different things around vaccines. And I mean, there's just been a bazillion things. And, you know, really, I mean, my heart is so about education and how do I educate my clients so that they understand the impact of their decisions and their behavior on their children. So, I mean, our social media presence is so revolves around education, you know, and helping people understand, you know, how to co-parent successfully and how to put your children front and center rather than caught in the middle of a nasty battle.
I love that. And you know what that is? To me, really very, very smart, because instead of just thinking about, you know, how are you going to get more clients and transactional nature of practicing law, you're really looking to help people. And through that help, you're earning goodwill. And, you know, when the time comes, when they need someone, they're going to come to you. And it sounds like it's already starting to happen.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the whole, I mean, at least the way I think of marketing is, I mean, we as attorneys, I think, are very uniquely positioned. I think it's a real privilege and honor to be an attorney. And I feel like in a, you know, democratic society, I mean, we hold a lot of just stature almost, whether it's deserved or not, you know. And I think it's incumbent upon attorneys that we do provide that education piece and that knowledge base to people, because so many people find themselves in situations and there's just a real access to justice issue. And I mean, that's, in my mind, one of the positive things that has come out of the pandemic. And obviously, I don't mean to diminish all the horrible loss and things that have come as well. But I mean, not having courts and instead doing Zoom court allows so many more people access to court because they can afford an attorney to go to court when we're not sitting in a courthouse for 4 hours twiddling our thumbs. Yeah. But instead, we can hop Zoom at a set time, have a hearing and get off. I mean, it literally is like a fourth the cost to the client, which to me is like, that's very helpful.
Interesting. I'll talk about the silver lining, right? So obviously, you know, there are attorneys like you that are still struggling or haven't figured out quite right, how to market themselves, market their practice. Is there one bit of advice you would give to them or some suggestions that, you know, you would have liked, you know, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, well, for me, it would be get comfortable being yourself, like your very true, authentic self, and then share that out in the world. Like, I'm one of these people that has been very hesitant to like put video out. You know, I'm that typical like, oh, I look too fat, or look at my hair, it's a mess today. Like, I can't get on video. And obviously that's just absurd. And I know I'm absurd when I have these things. And it took me forever to get comfortable just being me and realizing that I am going to attract certain people who are likely my ideal client, and I might repel other people and they're likely not my ideal client, and that's all okay. There's,
I love it.
You know, like just being my authentic self, getting out there. I mean, because I tend to be kind of silly. I tend to not be a typical stuffy kind of attorney. I'm really blunt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm a good New Orleans, say what I mean, and I add a bless your heart at the end, and it's all good. You know, I expect it all to be fine. But instead of trying to be that more stuffy, you know, suit wearing kind of attorney, that just doesn't fit my personality. And I think COVID was really helpful in that regard because it allowed me to just be myself. I mean, you know, I worked from home. I'm casual. I love to work out by my fireplace. I mean, I spent more time looking at deer and, you know, working outside by my fireplace, but I realized like that's part of who I am. And that's part of how I connect with other people too. So I kind of had to learn to embrace that.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Elise. It's been a pleasure hearing about you and hearing some of the ways that you've been able to overcome some of those challenges. For our audience, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there so you don't miss any future shows. You can also check out some of our past episodes. Elise, thank you again for being in the show. It's been a pleasure. We'll put all of your information on the show notes so that if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they're able to do so.
Thanks so much, Guy, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Take care.